The Lantern Bearers by Rosemary Sutcliffe. 1. The Terrace Steps. Aquila halted on the edge of the hanging woods, looking down. Below him he could see the farmstead under the great bare swell of the downs, the russet-roofed huddle of buildings, the orchard behind, making a darker pattern on the paleness of the open turf, the barley just beginning to show its first tinge of harvest gold, the stream that rose under the orchard wall and wandered down the valley to turn the creaking wheel of the watermill that ground their corn. Almost a year had gone by since the last time that he had stood here and looked down, for it was only last night that he had come home on leave from Rutupii, where he commanded a troop of Rhenus horse, auxiliary cavalry. There had been no regular legions in Britain for 40 years now, and every detail of the scene gave him a sharp-edged pleasure. It was good to be home. And really the place didn't look so bad. It was not what it had been in the good old days, of course. Kuno, who was the oldest man on the farm, could remember when there had been vine terraces on the south slope. You could see the traces of them still, just below the woods here, like the traces of the old fields and the old sheep runs that had had to be let go back to the wild. It was the Pict War that had done the mischief, so long ago that even Kuno couldn't remember, though he swore that he could, and when he had drunk enough heather beer used to tell everybody how he had seen the great Theodosius himself when he came to drive out the Saxons and the painted people. But though Theodosius had swept Britain clear, the damage had been done, and the countryside had never been the same again. The great houses had been burned, the slaves had revolted against their masters, and the big estates had been ruined. It hadn't been so bad for the small estates and farms, especially those that were not worked with slave labour. Kuno was very fond of telling, and the hearing of it always made Aquila feel...